On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm gonna say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Jumanji, Next Level. Jumanji came out on November 13th, 2019, and is in an action, adventure, comedy. The rating is PG-13, and the runtime is 2 hours and 3 minutes. The film is directed by Jake Kasdan. You'd recognize him from Walk Hard, as well as the previous Jumanji movie, Welcome to the Jungle. Many of the cast actually reprises their role in the Jumanji, this new Jumanji film, Next Level. So we have Dwayne Johnson coming back as Eddie, Karen Gillan coming back as Martha, Jack Black coming back, and so forth. But we'll continue to go through the cast, and we'll also just mention some other things that they may have done outside of the Jumanji world that you might recognize them from. For instance, Dwayne Johnson, who plays Eddie, you recognize him from the show Ballers, where he plays Spencer Strassmore, as well as the film Hobbs and Shaw, where he plays Hobbs. We also have Karen Gillan, who plays Martha. You'd recognize Karen from Guardians of the Galaxy, where she plays Nebula. Yeah, that's her, all covered in blue and bald. As well as the film Stuber, where she played Sarah Morris. We also have Jack Black playing Bethany and Fridge, which will make more sense when you see the film. You'd recognize Jack Black from such films as School of Rock, where he played Dewey Finn, as well as Nacho Libre, where he plays Nacho. We have Madison Eisman playing young Bethany. You'd recognize Madison from Annabelle Comes Home, where she plays Mary Ellen, and the film Goosebumps 2, where she played Sarah. We also have Ashley Scott, who plays Ashley. You recognize Ashley from such things as The Flash, where she played Helena Kyle, and The Huntress, as well as the series Unreal, where she plays Mary Newhouse. We have Awkwafina playing Ming. You'd recognize Awkwafina from Ocean's 8, where she played Constance, as well as Crazy Rich Asians, where she plays Peak Lin Go. We have Danny DeVito, who is new to this film, playing Eddie. You'd recognize Danny DeVito from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where he plays Frank Reynolds, as well as the film Matilda, where he plays Mr. Wormwood. We also have Nick Jonas coming in back as young Alex. You'd recognize Nick Jonas from the film Midway, where he played Bruno Gaido, and Kingdom, where he played Nate Kulina. We have Kevin Hart playing Mouse Finbar, as well as Fridge. You'd recognize Kevin from The Upside, where he plays Dale Scott. And by the way, if you have not seen that film, must see film. It's him and Bryan Cranston. Fantastic movie. You'd also recognize him from Get Hard, where he plays Darnell. We also have Colin Hanks playing Alex. You'd recognize Colin from Life in Pieces, a TV series where he plays Greg, also great series in my opinion, and the film King Kong, where he plays Preston. We also have Alex Wolff playing Spencer. You'd recognize Alex from the movie Hereditary, where he played Peter, and also the film Coming Through the Rye, where he played Jamie Schwartz. And finally, we have Danny Glover, who plays Milo. You recognize Danny from Lethal Weapon, all of them, where he played Roger Murtaugh, the films, not the TV series, and 2012, where he played President Thomas Wilson. So the plot of the movie is, the film takes place after the first one by about a year or two, so not too far after the first one. We now find Spencer, Bethany, Fridge, and Martha have moved on in their lives, but still try to remain friends. As it would seem, all the friends are going to be hanging out again very soon, and Spencer is not happy with where his life currently is. Instead, he misses the glory of being in the Jumanji game, and it's because of this that he decides to go back in. When the others realize what has happened, they all try to go back in to save him. Little did they know that Spencer's grandfather, Eddie, and his friend, Milo, were also sucked in too. upon arrival, it becomes clear that the game has changed, and there's a lot more to get accomplished this time in order to win the game and save their friend, Spencer.
Where's the jungle? This is a whole new thing. Nobody told us we had to do a whole new thing.
Okay, something went wrong.
Come on.
I'm coming.
Grandpa Eddie?
Morning.
Did you guys see Spencer?
Is that? I think he went back in. We gotta go get him.
You know something? We haven't even picked our guys yet.
Are we in Florida?
Oh my God.
Wait.
We're in the wrong body!
My joints feel like butter.
Oh no. I feel loose myself.
Came back and things actually got worse.
Look at this. One, two, three.
We have some issues here. The game is busted.
Listen up now. This is a dangerous place. You've got to have eyes in the back of your head.
What in the Sam hell just happened to him?
What the hell is this?
Would you look at me? I haven't looked like this since.
Never. You look like this never.
I think my eyes are a different color.
All of you is a different color.
Check this out. Strengths and weaknesses. Linguistics.
Oh, goodness.
Nunchucks. That's new.
Damn, that's a good list.
Weaknesses. Heat, sun, and sand. How is this guy a character in an adventure game? Man, it is hot out here.
We have to find Spencer and Bethany.
This next adventure is even more challenging. This time, not all of you will leave the game alive.
Bethany thought you might need some help.
Where is Bethany?
She's right here.
She says, oh my God, like I'm a total horse.
Yep, that's Bethany.
Hey.
You are a terrible driver.
What are you talking about? I just passed my driver's test last month again. We're not going to make it.
We're going to make it.
I don't think we're going to make it.
We're going to make it.
We're not going to make it. Yes, I'm back. I missed you so much. Oh my God, you guys, hi.
Bethany?
You guys, we're back in Jumanji.
Okay, welcome back. And that, of course, being the trailer for Jumanji, The Next Level. One thing to call out also, just thinking about it, two things. So one is there was definitely a worry that all of the funny parts were going to be in the trailer, and because as the movie progresses, you start to see that happening. So, and the problem with that is you're already seeing the joke coming because you've seen the trailer behind it, so it loses some of that humor. But I'm happy to report that not all the funny parts are in the trailer, so there is more. It's just a little lackluster, if you will, during those parts where you kind of wish you didn't see the trailer so that you could have enjoyed it more. Second thing that I want to mention is Rhys Darby. Never mention him in the opening cast because his part is so small yet crucial, right? He's a continuing character who is the guy that starts the mission, who lets you know where you're at. If anything, almost the opening narrator to any video game. Love Rhys Darby. You'd recognize him also from Yes Man, where he plays Norman, which is Jim Carrey's boss who has the Harry Potter party. And then also, of course, from Flight of the Conchords, where he plays Murray Hewitt. Great character, great actor. So wanted to give him kind of an honorable mention, if you will. So let's jump into the review. I thought it was a good follow-up to the original. It carries forward all of the original cast, which even goes as far as bringing Nick Jonas and Colin Hanks back for Alex's character. So I thought that was great that they were able to get everyone back, right? And sequels sometimes have that detriment of we may not make as much money this time, and so sometimes they don't put as much money into it. I feel like that in this case they did, and my hope is honestly that they do reap those rewards. Now they do change it up a little bit more, and the characters that they play even have a few more things that they can do, as well as new weaknesses. And when we hear that in the trailer, or if you've seen that, where, you know, she mentions nunchucks, didn't have that before. So that was interesting. It added an element that I really enjoyed. I was worried that I was going to get tired of hearing Dwayne And Kevin portraying Danny DeVito and Danny Glover. You know, kind of just trying to, I thought it was comical in the trailer to see them do that, funny, but then I worried as I was watching the film, am I going to get tired of this? But it doesn't. It doesn't get old, and it's actually done very well, so I think it's great. So if you're worried about that, don't worry about that, I guess. It's also good to see The Rock come face to face with someone taller than him and gives him kind of a run for his money. So, you know, everyone knows whenever we see Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he'll always be The Rock to me. In a film, he's always like the biggest guy in the room, or there's a guy equally as big, but not bigger. And you kind of get this sense that no matter what, The Rock's going to hold his own. Not until I saw this, Jumanji The Next Level. The character who was played by Rory McCann, who also played Sandor, the Hound, Clegane? Anyway, the Hound in Game of Thrones, okay? He stands regularly, just normal, 6'6". So I looked this up, and Dwayne Johnson is 6'5". So even in real life, he's 1 inch taller than The Rock. So now when you watch the film, he almost looks like maybe good 3 inches or 4 inches taller, but he definitely looks bigger. I thought that was really interesting. I thought it was good. And when you watch the film, you will see that, there's a pretty good scene with those two. So, when you look into the film even more, you do find that there is a bit of a dedication to the very first film. So we're going back to the Robin Williams Jumanji. And I won't say too much. My only hint on this is Nora. And that being said, there's also speculation that when said individual is presented, it's also being talked about on the web that there could be a third one, that kind of ties into this. So I'll just leave it at that and not say anything more. Now, since we're talking about encompassing the whole world, I had heard at one time that Zathura was a sequel to Jumanji. However, because it flopped in theaters, it was kind of swept under the rug. By the way, also directed by Jon Favreau. If you don't know who Favreau is, he did the Iron Man films. He's doing The Mandalorian right now. So he did Zathura. And when he's been asked if it was a sequel, Favreau has said no. That's not the case. But I believe the reason why everyone thought it was a sequel is I think the author who wrote Jumanji also wrote Zathura and kind of have a lot of similarities to them. I didn't look as far enough as to say that the author did say that Zathura was a sequel to Jumanji, but that's neither here nor there. Me bringing that up is honestly just saying if they're going to try to bring some of the old stuff back, it would be really awesome to see them try to link Zathura somehow. And that's, of course, if they do make another Jumanji and that one does well. Going back, by the way, if you ever get a chance, bring up Zathura. I'm sure some of you never even saw it. Or if you did, you forgot who played in that movie. We have Dax Shepard in there. We've got... she just hosted SNL and she plays in Twilight. Of course, my mind's going to go blank. As I'm looking this up at the same time, by the way. We know it's a Stephanie Meyer book. Let's bring up the cast. I know many of you are saying her name right now. Kristen Stewart. So, also in Zathura. To be honest with you, I mean, just people that are well known now. Josh Hutcherson was in it, which is a big name. Tim Robbins was in it. Frank Oz did the voice of the robot. I mean, we've got... There's some good names in this film. And of course, it didn't do that well. So, all right, guys. Well, that does wrap up my review for this movie, Jumanji Next Level. As far as stars go, I give it 3.5 out of 5. It was actually done very well. I probably wouldn't even mind seeing it again as I'm skipping through the old channels on Comcast. It was worth the ticket. I had some laughs, so that was great. Are there stingers during or after the credits? I don't remember seeing anything after the credits. Let me just make sure in my notes here. that I did not just miss notes. Well prepared, by the way, apparently, tonight as I'm recording this. Which, by the way, did not hear anything about the previous review. If you guys want to leave comments, please do. Last review was a little bit longer. Had another co-reviewer on the panel. So, are there credits, are there stingers during and after the credits? Yes, there is, and that's right. Just stay for all of it. That's all I'm going to say. It does allude to other things taking place later, so you definitely want to stay. One is a mid-credit scene. The one after the credits is just, you don't have to worry too much about the after the credits one, but there is a little something. Don't get excited. It's little. All right, guys. That concludes the review of Jumanji Next Level. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. That's all run together, no spaces, underscores, no. You can also find us, obviously, through Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It's because of Anchor that we're available on such platforms as Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. So thank you to them for being there for us. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, your friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.